This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with my friend Bruce Turkel. Bruce is featured regularly on Fox Business. He's their branding expert. I guess that makes you a nationally recognized branding expert, Bruce. So you've been working on your brand too, haven't you?
Absolutely. None of us can leave that be. It's the most important front door we have for all our businesses.
You know, and it's something that always is evolving and always is changing, because I think that part of positioning yourself and branding yourself, really one of the things you have to consider is the environment and who you're trying to communicate with and to, and that's always changing.
Well, of course. And what happens is you think that you've been doing it enough that people would get to know who you are, but nobody's really paying attention until they need something that you've got to offer. Remember, as we've talked about every week that I've been here with you, Jim, it's all about them. So if we just do it till we're sick of it, we haven't done the job.
Yeah, and I know that. And so I really just continue to drive home what we're trying to accomplish, how we're growing. And it's really interesting how it does take effect. Because now when I walk into the real estate events, you know, there's 5,000 people and the guys walk up to me and they go, "Hey, it's Freed on Business." I stand out in the crowd because of it. And I stand out in the crowd in a credible way.
Absolutely. And by the way, what you just said, the credible way, is completely important and powerful to what you're trying to accomplish. Because the fact, let's face it, the fact that you're sitting behind a microphone and that you can BS about business doesn't necessarily prove you've got the chops to actually do the job. But you've also got the other side of what you do, which says that you are a credible professional. You put the two together, the awareness on the one side and the credibility on the other side. That's an unstoppable combination, because the awareness gets the people involved and then the credibility gives them the sense of confidence that they can count on you to do what needs to be done.
Well, that's really cool. Because one of the reasons that I do things on the radio occasionally, talk about business, I talk about real estate, not try to do too much, but I do work on sending out certain real estate concepts that if people are sophisticated and at the level of business acumen that I want to be doing business with, they're going to pick up and they're going to call, and they do. And we have been doing business based on a lot of things that have been coming off the radio show, but it's not just the radio show. And I had alluded to it a little bit earlier. We're now doing events in the community. You can go on the website and see how we rolled out an event for 200 at-risk kids at the Richmond Heights Perrine Optimist Club. And we're going to do more of that and go reach out into community more, taking our story of success and also Lauren Book's story of be careful and it's not bad to tell. So we're going out and making the community a better place. And I believe that that continues to help build and diversify and strengthen our brand.
Agreed. And here's a secret about that you and I know and your listeners should know. And this is a little inside baseball, but let's share it. We talk about all these different things we do, the radio being one thing, your promotions being another, your community involvement being a third, your actual business acumen being a fourth, an article in the paper being a fifth, your social media efforts, and you're very good at that, being another one. And we start to believe that those are all independent activities. However, the consumers out there don't see them as separate things. They don't say, "Oh, I see, he has a social media program, and he also has an on-air program, and he also has a community-based program." What they say is, "I see that guy everywhere. Wow, that Jim Freed guy, he's really out there." Customers and consumers, and more importantly, potential customers, do not separate these different media like those of us in the industry do. So each one of these activities, if done properly, reinforces the other. And that's why it's so critical to have a single brand strategy, to use the same name and image and email address on your website and on your Twitter feeds, and to make sure that the message you're putting out there is consistent across all of your different chains and all of your different opportunities to reach people.
And I would even go one step further. I would say that before you go and put your chain of different interlinked branding touch points together, that you better make sure that if somebody goes through one door and it's supposed to lead to another door, that that door is there. In other words, if you're going to tweet, you better have a website for them to go to.
I'll give you a perfect example. I got a call the other day from a gentleman up in the Northeast who had seen one of my Fox appearances.
People watch that?
Apparently so. And he got my phone number. He called my office. He got me on the phone and we're chatting and whatever. And he said, hey, I'd like you to come up. And we have a program, a project rather, we think you can work on. It was all good. He called me today because I had asked him, he was going to send me some documents. And he says to me, how can I hire a branding guy who doesn't have his email address on his website? I thought, oops. And then I thought for a minute and I remembered years ago when we put it together, there were the robots and the bots and the spiders that would crawl through websites and they would take your address and you'd get all kinds of spam. So we pulled it off. Of course, technology has changed and you no longer have to worry about that if you do it properly. But I had never updated that. Me, of all people, the cobbler's kids, has no darn shoes. And I said to the guy, you're right. I wouldn't hire me if I knew I had done that. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Oh, let me tell you, let me make you feel better. Somebody called me and told me that they clicked on my website to see who is Jim Fried, and it went to my deactivated website from 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Boo.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. It was just the most embarrassing thing. It was the most embarrassing thing. So I totally, and what happened was the same thing as what you're talking about. It was just old code rolling forward. And so we did correct that.
Yeah, God. So that's what you do. I sent an email to my web guy, Werner, and I said, hey, Werner, stupid me, but here's something we need to do. Of course, he said, yeah, duh, why didn't I notice that? And we took care of it right away.
Well, that's one of the things, though, that we talk about when you talk about continuing to reinforce your brand. Why didn't I notice that? Because people don't notice something until they're looking for it. And so you have to be out there. You have to be out there consistently. You have to be out there across your different platforms, and you have to be out there presenting your message in a quality way. It's never going to be perfect, but it has to be representative of who you are, because in today's world, each person is a brand, as you so cleanly described in your appearance in the Miami Herald. I got to plug you whenever I can, Bruce.
I appreciate it. That's why I'm on this show.
We got a minute left, Bruce, so why don't we talk about how people do get a hold of you, since you now have your email on your website.
Well, I don't know that it's on yet, but it's on its way up there. So easy. It's just my name, Bruce Turkel, 1L, BRUCETURKEL.com. You can see about the books. You can see about what I do. You can click on our agency site, which is Turkel Brands. You can see the work we do. And of course, because there's no spiders or bots on your radio show, you can always send me an email, which is simply bturkel@turkelbrands.com.
I just love following @BruceTurkel. We'll be right back after this short break. Stevie, it's all yours.
That's all I ever want for you.